Time to recap. Randall County Commissioner is meeting with County Commissioner Earl McNutt. How you doing, sir?
Oh, I'm just fine, Rich. I mean, you just take a deep sigh every time you go outside and or you even look at the forecast. But, yeah, I told the guys this morning, I said, you know, I would hate to even try to count how many 100-plus degree days we've had already this summer, and it certainly isn't going to be changing anytime soon. So
I wonder what the record is for most 100-degree temperature days in the McCook or just around the McCook area.
I don't know. That'd be a good question.
We've got to be on verge of breaking it with August still to come. We're going to have some hot days there.
Yeah.
But, oh, man, it's just...
It's just...
Not fun.
Almost beyond believable how this summer's been going. You know, it's so dry, and obviously we can't catch a break moisture wise, and we can't even catch a break from the heat. So it's been tough trying to deal with it.
I got some relatives that live in Phoenix, usually the hot spot of the that in Death Valley and over in Nevada, and we were hotter than we've been warmer than Phoenix has been for the last couple of days. That doesn't make sense at all.
No, it don't. And I've had other people tell me that, make that same comment to me. So that just shows you what we're going through. And then certainly here we are right here ready to kick off Fair Week. And, you know, usually that'll bring a shower of some kind, but that doesn't even look very positive. It's just going to be a really hot, tough, bearable Fair Week here for everybody. So
those all those kids with their animals and cows like that are going to be just drenching them with water constantly, you would think, for the next couple of days.
There's no doubt they'll have to be, just to keep them well and be able to do what they need with them anyway. So
let's get to the agenda from yesterday morning. We'll start first. Anything on citizens' comments?
We didn't have anybody present for citizens' comments, and obviously kind of correlating with that's reviewing miscellaneous accounts payable claims, and it wasn't obviously an off period of the month there, so not a whole lot to even review there.
Board of Equalization meeting, fire damage reports, and property valuation protest hearings.
Yes, last week we kicked off the fun time of the year when we start dealing with the protest hearings. I know we had them last Monday afternoon and then all day on Tuesday of last week, and certainly yesterday we kind of shuffled our board meeting agenda around to deal with some more of these. And surprisingly, I mean, there was a lot of valuation notices sent out, and then we really anticipated probably having more property valuation hearings than we did. But really, a good majority of what we've been looking at is from the fire damage, and certainly there is a lot of that out there, and we'll continue with that again next Monday. But it's part of the process, and this is a new process in which, you know, we would rarely deal with trying to evaluate these types of damages from natural disasters and how to process any type of relief for the property owners. But we'll be working on that and making some decisions here, obviously, next week, because they do got to be finalized next Monday afternoon. So
that's the final time next
That'll
week?
Be it, yes. After July 25th, we have to have it all taken care of. So that's why we've been working really hard to hear everybody's concerns and reasons why they filed protest. And certainly fire damage reports are a big part of it. And then we have had our share of property valuation protest along with that. So we're taking care of it, and we'll be coming up with final decisions here next week.
Board of Commissioners meeting reconvened after that. You got a visit from Donna Goad, domestic abuse. Requests continued for continued support.
That's correct. Donna Goad was in at 10:15, and it is the time of year. Obviously, we're also working on budgets, and it is the case in which people that we give support to are coming in and asking either for continued or even some increases. Donna Good's been obviously very active and busy with the Domestic Abuse Sexual Assault Services Program. And last year we gave $10,601, and she come in yesterday and is requesting that same amount. She's not asking for an increase. She did tell us overall, though, she did have a 15% increase in services throughout the year last year, but she's going to try to still manage this with the funds, current funding source that we're supporting, and then obviously other counties that give to this also. I know in her report it looks like she assisted approximately 258 families. A lot of this is providing food, shelter, clothing, or even financial assistance to help keep them safe. So obviously, it's a very good program and one that is very much needed. You know, we all feel and don't want to see people struggle and have these types of issues that they're dealing with, but certainly that's why Donna Good's there and her group, and we did vote to continue that support of $10,601.
Joyce Anderson and Lori Prestis, McCook Humane Society, on continued support as well.
Yeah, this is another similar item there, and right off the bat, I know I told Joyce and Lori both, obviously, if we follow the news, they'd been in to discuss this with the city of McCook here just recently in the last couple weeks, and obviously they're making their rounds too. Last year, some comparable numbers. City-wise, they had 293 animals compared to 56 for county-wide. So, you know, that's just kind of comparing. And if you do the percentages, you know, that would put the county support somewhere around $7,200. Obviously, they were just requesting whatever we could provide. And they're really getting more accurate numbers now because they've updated a new computer software program, which is helping the tracking of all their services there. Until last year, we'd been at $250 a month for many, many years. We did increase it to $300 last year just to give them a little bit more support. Obviously, after yesterday's discussion, we did go ahead and decide to vote to add an additional $50, so our contribution now will be $350 a month or $4,200 a year. They figure 13% of their work is for the county. Their expenses last year was $240,000, so there's a lot that goes into managing the Humane Society, and certainly it's another one of those programs that is definitely needed. You wish that people would be able to take care of their pets in a better way, but it's just part of society and certainly something that we all deal with, and that's why we have this program or this facility in place there.
Next up, Greg Holtis and Dave Bunnell with Echo Guard on the courthouse roof.
That's correct. Here a while back, we'd received an open bids for replacing the roof on the courthouse. Obviously, it was 20 to 25 years old since the roof had been replaced. Dave Bunnell, Echo Guard, did have the low bid, and he was just in yesterday to give us an update. He's getting just about ready to start on this project. He, like other contractors around, extremely busy, but he just wanted to kind of discuss what color of molding that we wanted around the top lip of the roof on the courthouse. We'd originally with the custodian, Greg Holtis, had talked about possibly matching it closer to the jail facility there. But color-wise, that was going to be a little tougher to come up with. So what Dave had for us was kind of a copper color. Really, it should blend in very nicely with everything, not only with the courthouse, but the law enforcement center. So that's what he'll be putting on when he kind of is to the point of wrapping up the whole project. But certainly over the next, I would say, 2 to 3 weeks, there will probably be more activity around the courthouse as he starts to work on that.
Here we go. Budget workshop.
Yeah. I know, here last week, and I laugh about that, you know, with a deep breath, because it's just a stressful time of the year when you're working on all these different things that we're talking about there, and budgets are a very important part of providing services to the community, and so we need to be working on these. I know some of the department heads and elected officials have already pretty well got theirs filled out. The county board did spend a good hour yesterday working on some of them that we're responsible for. We didn't quite get through all of them, so next Monday will be a very, very busy day, as we need to certainly try to get those numbers locked in so that Dan Miller can start looking at them and see where we're going to be at. Obviously, this is still early in the stages, and we truly don't know at this time what the current valuations will be, as the assessor has until August 20th to verify those. But certainly over the next month and a half, this is a primary topic that we're going to be working on and discussing each and every week, is budgets, and then whether we need to have hearings and so forth. So it's a part of the process, and we'll do the best we can to make sure we're being conservative yet able to provide all the necessary services.
Consent agenda, just had a few items there.
We did, just a couple actually yesterday, and approving minutes from previous Board of Commissioners meetings. That's an item we do each and every week. There was one minor change there, and I don't know how it happened. Obviously, we went into the afternoon last week, and it showed that our meeting adjourned at 3:30 p.m. or a.m. instead of p.m., so it's like, man, we really had a long meeting.
That would have been a long meeting, yeah.
If we went into the middle of the night, so no, that was just a minor correction there. And then the miscellaneous accounts payable claims, smaller amount of $77,875.24, and primarily, you know, this usually would just be your utility, some of your utility bills and different things of that nature, but Randy Dean, Commissioner District Number 2, had a pickup on order since probably 9 months ago, I would guess, pretty close to that, and that came in. So we did have $47,800 there that we had to expend for that vehicle there for his district there. So that's why the claims were slightly larger than they would normally be. So with that wrapped up the county board meeting. We adjourned at 11:58, just right there about 12 noon. And then we come back at 1 o'clock and went right back to work on a property valuation protest and also fire damage protests. So a very busy day again yesterday, and certainly be quite similar to that next Monday also.
Yep, final meet in the month coming up next week for the month of July.
Yeah, it's hard to believe we're already looking at the end of July here, and certainly, you know, when we flip that calendar into August, things are going to move pretty quickly, and schools will be getting going, and just all kinds of things happening.
So I hope August is a much better month. July could not get done soon enough.
Well, I know, and you know, June wasn't even super good to us either there. I mean, it's just one of those years, and it's, you know, you talk to people and everybody just kind of gotten into that same rhythm that, you know, we're just going to be dry and hot. So
they're making a new desert right here in the Midwest, aren't we?
We're working on it, that's for sure.
Exactly right. County Commissioners every Monday morning, 9 o'clock at the Courthouse, and the public is always invited to come on in, sit in, and watch.
That's correct. We certainly welcome people to either sit in and listen to us take care of business, or as we always say, you know, if you can't make it for citizens' comments and you really need to address something with the board, we will make time to hear your concerns throughout the morning anyway. So
thank you again, sir. Have a good, nice rest of the week, hot one, and bring some rain. I mention this to you every time we close, bring some rain to us.
Yeah, we need to get somebody else besides us doing those rain dances because it's absolutely not working.
Not working for us, is it? It sure isn't. Thank you very much, sir.
You bet, Rich. Thanks for having me.